Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'll answer the question.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Jerry Eves, Sports Radio.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
Good afternoon and welcome to Eves Sports Radio. Call now, 502-571-1080 or toll free, 877-904-1080. You can tweet Jerry at JerryEves5. That's JerryEves5 on Twitter.
This is Eves Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to Eves Sports Radio. My producer, Elliot, is killing me. Everyone knows that this is Elliot's last day. Elliot, again, we just want to make sure that we let you know that we love you and continued success in all of the things that you, all your endeavors.
What a great last day.
What a great last day. Exactly.
The trickiest remote we always have to do, Mike Lennigs.
Mike, exactly.
Biggest background noise. Yeah.
It's ruckus in here. It's always a party at Mike Lennigs. Well, we're going to start today. Everyone knows that we're out here. Dave Huber's invited me, so is Nancy, Teresa, and I've got Bill, Nancy's brother, that's going to speak and open up the show with us. But we're at Hot Rod Cruising Night.
Razor, show starts tomorrow,
11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Awards at 6 p.m. Registration ends at 4:30 p.m. Saturday, October 16th. Now, I want everyone to understand, yes, it is raining today. We're having poor weather, but God is good. It's going to be beautiful here tomorrow. Perfect weather, not a cloud in the sky. 60 degrees. You'll be able to come out and enjoy yourself. Fantastic cars, beautiful people. Help them fundraise, and you're going to get to see one of the best calendars you'll ever come across. But we've got to start first. Bill, welcome to Eves Sports Radio. I appreciate
you coming on.
Please keep your mic a little closer for us.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on to Eves Sports Radio, and I appreciate you inviting me out, like you always do. First thing is, tell me something. How long has this restaurant been in existence?
The restaurant's been here since 1925, but it was farmland before that by my great-grandfather. So we're the fourth generation on the land, third generation for the restaurant.
For the restaurant. Now, you all have done so many expansion, so much expansion to this restaurant. Are you finished yet?
We're not finished. We're not finished. We're just kind of absorbing what we did last year.
Okay.
But, yeah, we've already got plans in the works, expand our parking, try to expand some of our seating that's covered. So, we're going to keep on going and try to make it a little. We try to do a little something every year.
Yep. Excellent. And COVID has not been an issue because it seems like y'all continue to grow and grow.
It's been rough. 2 years.
Okay.
We've had supply issues. We've had trying to get help.
Yes.
So employee issues. We've been working 80 hours a week, but that's okay. We're pretty tough. We're going to get through it. This ain't going to be the end.
The Lennigs family is tough. You'll always do get through it. 1925, you've seen tough times.
Yeah.
Y'all are a tough family.
So we're getting through this thing, and then next year we're going to have all our expansions and stuff like that, and we're going to be ready to rock and roll.
Rock and roll, absolutely. Well, we want to make sure that we invite everyone out. It's the best food in this city. Everyone understands that. Come on out. You'll have a chance to eat great seafood. Dave Huber just told me about your hamburger, which I've never had. He says, you've got to try the hamburger. But, of course, I know the fish. I'm taking the frog legs home with me today.
Yep.
I've already got my order in
because
I want to try those. And I just appreciate you having me out.
Well, we're glad to have you. And just tell everybody we're raising money for the crusade all during the car show. We'll
absolutely.
We'll be raffling off all of different items. We've had a lot of our vendors donate items for the car show raffles. And we'll see if we can raise some money for the crusade for children.
Well, I made my $20 donation, but I was trying to bribe Mr. Huber. I want my Mustang on the front page. My Mustang can't even get near that calendar. Those cars are so nice. But I appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, those guys love being put on that calendar.
Oh, absolutely. People need to see it. George Williams looking at it right now. He's ruining the calendar.
They brag about it with all their buddies, and then they buy a bunch of copies and hand them out. So they love it.
Absolutely. So I was trying to bribe myself. I didn't think the 20 got it done. Mr. Huber kind of rolled his eyes at me like always and said, let's just keep it pushing, Jerry. But I want to make sure everybody comes out, make a donation. Crusade for Children is a beautiful, and it's done so much good for this city and this country. So I appreciate you doing that, like always. You and Nancy are always giving back to the community. And anything I can ever do, like I told you, anything, just let me know.
Okay. Thank appreciate you. It. I got to get back into
the kitchen. Appreciate you. No, thank you. Pass that headset to ring you for a second before we bring on the true star of the show, Mr. Huber.
Big game tomorrow.
Big game. He knows nothing about that big game.
We're going to win it.
George Williams.
We're going to win.
George Williams.
We're going to win.
Hands down. Make sure you keep it in front of you, George. How does George sound, Elliot? Sounds good. Good. So, George, appreciate you making it out, George. You've been scared.
And you made a statement yesterday, Steve. I want to talk to you about
it. What was that statement?
You were talking about $1 million is $1 million, and it should be enough. Would you?
Yes. Oh, you're talking about you're talking about
there are other schools that offer you $1.5 and $2 million, brother man. And I don't think enough is enough until they say we can't pay.
You want big dog?
I want big dog
to make more money.
If Auburn's gonna pay him two, I want to pay him $2.5 That's how I do, Jerry. That's why.
That's what the caller said, George.
That's what that happens, Jerry. That's why they raise it up every year. Because there's a military. And you say you're gonna stop at $1 million, they're gonna stop at $1.5-2 million, Jerry.
Then I got a question, George.
And you would take that $2 million, Jerry, if they can't.
Oh, there's no credit. I told everybody.
So enough.
I'd take $75,000.
I know, but enough is not enough. Okay. That's why I don't pay enough.
No, George, but I got one question for you, George. What about the coaches? And we're not talking coach students, great. But what happens to the coaches that don't do well? Why do they have to give back some money?
Why do they have to give back the money?
Yes.
Because, Jerry, they probably be looking for a job. They do give back the money. They're not employed anymore. That's why they give back the money. When they were making two last year, this year they're not making anything.
Hey, George, I got a question for you, though.
Okay.
Mr. Huber, Donnie Browning, we even got Ron. Thank you, Patty. We got Dwight Gibson, Miss Gwen. All I'm going to tell you all is that Miller at Arizona got fired, the basketball coach. You all know he was fired. He was relieved of his job three or four months ago.
Right.
You know they had to pay him his $10 million buyout. It was written in the contract. Cheat or not cheat, you're going to get your $10 million. What kind of sense does that make?
Yeah, well, Jerry, you only get that for about a year.
No, they paid him his 10, it's over, but they had to give him 10 to leave, George.
Do you think he would have came without that in his contract?
George, I would have. You would too.
You can't use it as a criteria when those coaches would do, okay? And she would stay for 2 years.
There you go.
There are not a lot of coaches that go on the same money plan as Jerry Easton. Because, see, how you save a nickel. Most people can't do that. So that's why everybody can't do what you do.
Okay, true.
You know, them guys, they live off it. They living on a $5 million lifestyle.
They spend it on
that $5 million lifestyle. $2 million house, $1 million car, and then we vacation pretty good.
We vacation pretty good. We do.
So that's why they have to have an ante and it has to go up.
I got you. Well, I'm glad you explained it to me.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
George, now I need you to pass it to Mr. Huber because it's 2020.
My mic.
You're not giving up the mic? But hey, here you and Mr. Huber are talking. I'll give up mine and eat. Because you know we have got, there you go, Mr. Huber. We have got Elise Sterling calling in today, George, at 12:20. So we got to get to break. So when he calls you, Elliot, you have to make sure you get Lee on the line. But Mr. Huber, he's getting ready, he's getting equipment together. We're bringing on the car goop.
Oh,
Mr. Huber, how are you doing today?
Doing fine.
Great. He's getting there. He's close. Appreciate you, like always.
Hear me now.
Oh, yes. Okay. Elliot, how does Mr. Huber sound? Just be loud.
Okay.
Speak loud.
Okay. You have to preach. Okay.
Now, Mr. Huber, here's the question. We know that we've got Hot Rod Cruise tonight.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We understand what's going on tomorrow.
Yep.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Awards are given out at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Registration ends. They have to have their cars in and registered by 4:30 p.m.
Yes.
How many people will be judging these cars?
I
know you're one. Who else?
Probably 10 people. 10 different people. Judges. And a lot of people that's not associated with Oklahoma. It's just friends from the community judging. Okay? So it's no, you know, everybody's eligible.
Okay.
No home cooking.
No home cooking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just wondered because I thought I saw Jerry Eaves as number 11 as the judge. And I'm only judging Coles.
Well,
and I can judge my own.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, yeah.
I won't get it in the calendar.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is that I've got Lee Sterling that calls in at 12:20.
Okay.
And we're going to take him. He gives me all our information about the college football games. After him, I'm going to bring you back. And we're going to actually talk about this calendar.
Okay.
And some of the cars that are on this year's calendar that are remarkable. And I want you to elaborate about these cars because I love cars. Most people do. But some of these cars people have never seen before. Unbelievable. So when we get back after Lee Sterling, I'm going to bring you back on with us and we'll talk about this.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Good. Okay.
Now, what we've got, Elliot, is you're going to have to call Lee Sterling for me. It's already 12:17. We're going to let Lee do his bit, go through his games. Of course, we all understand. If you don't, University of Kentucky has a huge football game this week between the Hedges at Georgia, 3:30 p.m. on national television that everyone's going to be watching. So I just want to hear what people think. I want to hear your opinion. Does Kentucky have a chance to pull the upset? It is Elliot's last day. I want
Miss Vincent,
call
we have your order ready at the inside bar. Miss Vincent, Miss Vincent.
Oh, Elliot, I hate to leave you, but I want you to do the very best at your next job like you've done for me, and I'm sure they're going to love to have you. It's Eve Sports Radio. Phone number is 502-571-1080. We're at Mike Lenning's restaurant. It's rainy, but it's beautiful indoors. Get out, get some great food, meet some great people, and we'll talk to you after the break. Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio. We're at Mike Lenning's restaurant, and we're renowned. You have to make it out. Great people, great food. Nancy, Bill, Tracy, the whole family has just done a tremendous job. Been here since 1925, and you just have to come at it and experience it. Backs up to the Ohio River, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. And tomorrow they're going to be fantastic. I mean, super fantastic cars here. So make sure you get out. A lot of people don't understand. I love cars. And when you start to see the kind, we're not talking about Jerry Eaves cars. We're not talking about Martin Dunbar cars. We're talking about Dave Huber cars, cars that you won't see anywhere else unless you come out here tomorrow. So we've got George on the line. George, we're waiting for Lee Sterling to call in. George, tell me you're true. You said cats are going to win.
Right.
Do you really think the Cats can pull the upset?
I think, Jay, this is the best year Cats have had in Georgia in a long time. And you made some strong points yesterday that I was really scared of. I mean, you even said stuff that made us think we're going to win.
I did, well.
And I really converted you, Jay, and that's what I was proud of most of all, is how you supported us and how you thought that we were going to win, Jay. And you fought for the Cats yesterday. And I support you all the way. I think you're going to be a good Cat, and I'm going to get you the big blue shirt pretty soon.
I'm going to have to go to the restroom and throw up, George. I can't believe that. We've got Lee Sterling waiting for us. George. Lee. Yeah, Lee, we're at a restaurant. We're doing a live remote, Lee, so it's just wild ruckus. But, you know, we have to do these things. But we appreciate you coming on. And we got to tolerate George. George just said something that made me want to bar. He said I'm a Cat fan, and he's going to get me a Cat badge. Lee can't stand it. How are you, Lee?
I'm good. I'm good. Can't complain. Hope it's as good a college Saturday and as good a NFL Sunday. And I have to tell you, I shed no tears seeing Nick Saban go down on Saturday.
I'm sure. Now, Lee, let's just be honest. George and I, this has been the best college football season I think, the upsets, the great finishes, great games, and professional that I've ever seen in a long time. Do you agree?
Yeah, it's right up there. So, yeah, it's been great.
I mean, did you Penn State last week? That was a crazy game in Iowa. There have been so many crazy. Oklahoma Texas.
They win that game if their quarterback doesn't get hurt.
I agree. So. I do. What about Oklahoma Texas? What do you think about Texas?
Insane. I mean, and people will say that was the best game ever. Well, how about the year before? They went to four overtimes. That game is always great.
Always great. Yeah,
but the second game was over, though. I mean, when I looked at that Oklahoma Texas game last week, yeah. Man, I said, this game is over with. And then they just started mounting that comeback. I mean, I couldn't leave the game. I couldn't even turn on the other game, but I had to watch that all the way through. It was a fantastic game.
Man. No question. So now, Lee, last week was a rough week for you last week. But again, nobody could pick him. Lee, no one. I agree with you, which may have been a problem, Lee.
We're going to bounce back today.
I know you are. Lee, let's start. We've got to start with the first game, the only game I think. Number one, Georgia at home against number 11, Kentucky. First thing, why do they George Weeks is crazy. Why would they? I can't believe Vegas. And I know Vegas knows, like you know more than I do. I know Vegas knows more than I do. 23 points? 23 points? Do you believe that? If I was a betting man, I could take Kentucky in the points. I would take Kentucky in the points. Am I wrong?
No. Well, I think yes, actually, to be honest with you. I think that Kentucky is getting the most out of their offense built around running back Chris Rodriguez they can get. Bulldog defense has held 5 of 6 opponents under 100 rushing yards. Kentucky might get over 100, but not much more. And without two of their best defensive linemen, they're in trouble here.
Yes.
I just don't think right now anyone in the country can go toe-to-toe with Georgia. Those two defensive tackles are monsters. Georgia, 37-7.
37-7, Georgia?
Yeah. Hey, what juggernaut has Georgia played to give them such ability to say that they're able to do what they're going to do to Kentucky? Because I've seen nobody they play that really scores 30.
Arkansas is the only opponent.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Georgia's the eye test. It's the Lee Sterling eye test.
Oh, okay then.
Okay, so now Lee, yesterday.
You've been right, Mike.
Because my people, Lee Sterling.
I told everyone that Alabama was going down. Georgia. I didn't think Alabama. I thought they were there for the taking, and you know,
you did.
Thought after you know Miami got thrashed by him, and but Alabama's not the same team.
Yes, no, you did say that, but here's my problem. Yeah. I researched mostly. I researched Georgia's opponents. Everybody was jumping up and down because they held Clemson to 3 points. Do you remember? Everybody was just enamored. Well, holding Clemson to 3 points isn't a big deal. Let's just be honest now. They had to come back behind Boston College, 12 points, 14 points. They're not scoring the ball against ACC opponents. So I scratched that one. Texas A&M was not playing as well as they played against Alabama, but you did predict Alabama losing. So that takes us to Arkansas. And they did. Georgia thrashed Arkansas. They did. But other than that game, throw out Vanderbilt 62-0. Right. We could beat Vandy. I mean, honestly, I could score against Vanderbilt.
With a blindfold.
So that's why I just have doubt about it. But we're going to wait and see tomorrow. Everybody here in this state is fired up. I'm telling you, they're fired up. Second game, Lee, Pittsburgh versus Virginia Tech. Pittsburgh 5-point favorites. And Pittsburgh has, to me, been a surprise. To you?
Yeah.
Are they been a surprise to me?
Well, they should be 5-0. They blew one game where they had the lead, and this is wide open, this conference. I mean, we could see a Pittsburgh-Wake Forest ACC championship game. We'd probably have about 15,000 people for that game. The ratings would be next to nothing. But Virginia Tech is 2-3.
Lee, let me tell
the
people
are about to unravel in Blacksburg. I warned everyone after that opening game against North Carolina. They weren't very good. Pitt's passing game, 70% completions. They're averaging over 9.7 yards per attempt. Tech on the other side, 58% completions, only 6.6 yards per attempt here. Who do you want to back? I'm going with Pitt, 38-3.
Let me tell you, Lee, I've got people here, but they cannot hear you. Guys, I've got to tell you all, Ron, Dwight, Mr. Huber, let me tell you what Lee just said. He says, it's hard to pick this conference. He says, we could have a Wake Forest, Virginia Tech, a Pittsburgh final, correct? He said, we'll have 15,000 yep. people at the game, and it'll be a bum tussle. That's the truth. That is 100% the truth. Next game, Clemson, the biggest disappointment in college football this year, against Syracuse, 13-point. Yeah, what do you have?
Lisa B. Okay, on deck, Lisa B.
Look at their faces. If you couldn't see their faces and you just saw their silhouette from the front and the back, they wear the same number. I'm telling you, Garrett Schrader, the quarterback for Syracuse that used to be at Mississippi State, number 16, he looks very similar to Trevor Lawrence. Now, he can't throw it all, but he's a pretty good runner. Their best play, Syracuse, he drops back to pass and he takes off. Does it like 15 times a game here. So Clemson's offense, what have they scored versus four Division I schools? They haven't scored above 21 points. How do you lay 14? No way. Clemson wins 27-21. Syracuse covers.
That's weird. You know, you say Clemson is not going to cover a 13-point spread against Syracuse. That lets you know how bad the ACC. It's awful. It is just straight awful. And I agree with you. They haven't. Clemson has not scored against anyone. They had to come from behind. Who was that? They beat them 13-19-16. They came from behind to beat them, Boston College. They had to come from behind.
Yep. I defeated Boston.
George, you hate this, and all my listeners and friends, the Dallas Cowboys, Steve. Oh, don't roll your eyes like that. The Dallas Cowboys. How about those boys, Lee? 3-point favorites over New England. In New England.
Yeah, New England had trouble taking care of the Texans last week. They were lucky to sneak past them 25-22. Houston kicker missed a field goal and two extra points. So, I mean, Dallas can beat you. It's going to be offense. I mean, their defense is average at best, but they have some DBs that are making plays on the ball now. And they even Diggs, if you want to try Diggs to shut down the running game and the receivers, you want to double both wideouts, well, they go to tight end now. So they just have too many weapons. Dak's playing too well. Sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Even on the road, I like Dallas here, 31-17.
I agree. 31-17 Cowboys, just so everyone understands.
Why aren't you talking about your other team, Jared? Cleveland.
The Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, you're not talking about Cleveland. Now that your team's winning, you want to bring up the winning team.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
But the Browns aren't bad. Lost a tough one last week. Tough loss. Yeah, they're the Browns. You see, Lee, I can't stand George. Last game for the game of the week. We have got Baltimore against the Chargers. Now, you've got two of the best young quarterbacks, I think, in the NFL the last 10 years. What happens? Herbert's having a great year.
Well,
Lamar Jackson.
Two might be fighting it out for who wins the player of the year. They're both having that good of seasons.
Yes.
What's crazy is the Chargers got all kinds of receivers. Mm-hmm. They have a running back in Adam Eckler who's really good running and catching the ball in the backfield. What does Baltimore have? One player, Mark Andrews. And I think Derwin James can lock on him and maybe limit him to 4 or 5 catches. If that's the case, I mean, what Lamar Jackson is doing is incredible. But on defense, they're without 3 of the top 4 guys in the secondary. Mm-hmm. And the Chargers play their best ball on the road here. I like the Chargers. 8-3-1 against the spread the last 12 in the road. I like the Superchargers 28-24.
Tell me something.
I mean, we're looking at Lamar where he has 14 players out. We're looking at Herbert.
16. 16.
He's got his full complement of players, and Lamar is still winning. How do we make this a close contest?
I'm going to give you a path for them to win this game. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. Put Lamar at safety also.
Yeah, but I'm trying to
– punts and kickoffs.
Also,
I'm trying to figure out how you make it comfortable, but I mean, he's playing with hardly any players at all, and you got to play with a full complement of players. Lee, I mean, it should be Lamar hands
Lamar
down.
Should
right?
be hands down. Play. I agree.
Lamar should be hands
young
down.
Man, he's so young in the league, but Lee, what Lamar Jackson's done, that comeback last week, in the first half, he was poor. He played poorly. I was upset with him. Right. He led that team by himself. I mean, he's single-handedly.
That was great for the ages. So,
yes.
Anyone wants to get in touch with us? Had another winning week last week with our service.
Johnny, are you ready, Johnny?
go to ParamountSports.com. We've got football, basketball, hockey, and UFC this weekend. Check us out. Check out the new website. Bunch of other free pick videos. There's some big games going on around the country also. Oklahoma, TCU,
yes.
Michigan State, Indiana, Alabama, Mississippi State, Cincinnati, UCF. Check out those videos. They're about a minute and a half, 2 minutes in length. ParamountSports.com.
Late, love you like always. Speak to you next week.
Okay.
Be safe.
Okay,
take care.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you. All right. Lee Sterling's the best. Oh, I wish, guys, I wish y'all could have heard Lee. He was so funny. He absolutely said, we could have a Pittsburgh Wake Forest ACC final and have 15,000 people in the stands and a bum tussle. George, we got full phones. We got Dave Huber. Let's take two of the calls now, Elliot, before we get to our second break. Who do we have on the line?
Carolina was first.
Carolina Steve, welcome to East Sports Radio.
Listen, y'all talk trash about the Tigers. We're all banged up and hurt, but we're going to be, we'll be in Charlotte.
What up, Carolina?
You'll be in Charlotte, Clemson.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Yeah. Carolina saying that Clemson's going to be in Charlotte for the championship, George.
I used to believe in you, Carolina, but somebody's got to be in Carolina. Why not Clemson?
What did you think about what Lee said, Carolina? You had to laugh when he said Wake Forest, Pittsburgh, with 50,000 people. You had to laugh. That was funny. Right or wrong?
Well, it'll be more than 15,000 because there's enough football fans in Charlotte to come out regardless of who plays.
Okay. What happened to Carolina? What happened to Clemson? What happened? Quick.
We are banged up. We've lost both defensive tackles. We've lost receivers. Mm-hmm. We just been hurt. But we're going to get back there. We got Dabo. That's the main thing.
Okay. I'm glad you got Dabo. But like you said, you need some players.
You need Dabo.
Carolina, but anyway, Carolina, you want to give me some games today?
Yeah, give me some.
Okay. Yep, let me get you ready. Let me get you ready, Carolina. Let me find myself. God, I'm a good old nope. Here we go. Here we go. First game is Indiana, Michigan State. Who are you going with, Carolina?
Well, I'm going to take the Spartans 27-24.
27-24. Great. Second game is Oklahoma State, Texas. Who are you going with?
Well, I'm going to look at Texas going to have a letdown. I'm going to take Oklahoma State 35-28.
28, okay. Game of the century, Georgia number one, number 11, Kentucky, 330 CBS. 22-point spread. And Georgia is... Now, let me hold on. Georgia is, that is the match game. That's the game I'll go to the points. So give me a good score because that's the game I'm going to use. Georgia, Kentucky. Go ahead.
35-3.
Yeah. 35-3.
Yeah, last. Look at it this way. There's only been one team hold Georgia to no offensive touchdowns. Who's that?
Clemson, I know who that is. Clemson did that. Only the interception touchdown. Next game, number two, Iowa versus Purdue.
I'm going to take the Hawkeyes, 35, the Boilermakers, 14.
Last game, Cincinnati, Mr. Ritter against Central Florida.
since he's ranked third in the country. And I'm happy for Desmond Ridder.
I'm taking the Bearcats 28 and the city of Florida.
UCF. Uh-huh. What was that UCF score, Carolina?
Can I have all service for the waiter station, please? All service
for the 28-7
Cincinnati. Gotcha. Carolina, I've got you down. You know, I love you. We're just giving Clemson a hard time. They've been so good for so long. We've got to kick them when they're down, but they will be back. I believe you, Carolina. Take care. Thanks, Carolina. Elliot, we got to get to break. I got my man Steve. What's going on, baby? But we've got Carla Dearling here, meritorial candidate. I just wanted to say hello to you. Appreciate you coming. We will get you on, have an opportunity to speak on eSports Radio with a few of the other candidates, and I wish you the very best. Whew, I wouldn't want that job. eSports Radio, phone number 502-571-1080. We'll be back with Dave Huber after the break.
Days when the rain came, down in the hollow, playing a new game.
Sports Radio. We're partying at Mike Lenning's today. Elliot is saying that they need him to hold it down a little bit because it's getting a little loud, Elliot. I'm going to try to hold it down. But we've got Ron here and George here.
Hey, White Gibson, we ain't holding it down. Here, we ain't right? holding nothing down.
And Miss Dearling here. George said we're not holding
anything down. We've got American. It's a party.
We're going to play. We're partying at Mike Lenning's. We've got Miss Huber with us. And this is the reason we're here. We're raising money to save the children, as we well know. Please get out, make a donation. But this calendar is fantastic. So, Ms. Huber, I want you to speak about this. Was the winning car last year? It's December's car. Tell me about this.
You know, the winning car from last year was a 30 Ford Model A, all chopped up, from Dale DeBerger from Seymour, Indiana. That Model A is a piece of work.
That's beautiful car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. They've changed it. It's got exhaust coming out the side. What are these intake manifolds?
He's got like 8 strong birds on that thing. Strong birds.
Strong birds, is that what they're called?
Yeah. It's an old Oldsmobile engine. He just got it all customized. The back tires is higher than as high as the back window.
Exactly.
Hard to explain it, but you know, it just
that car's drivable?
Yes, it is drivable. Yes.
Yes, to watch potholes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ain't got much ground.
Yes, not much ground clearance, but it's a beautiful car. No. It will be out tomorrow.
It should be here, okay? But what we do is we pick the best to show, and then 12 monthly winners. So we get 13 big awards.
13 big awards.
Happen tomorrow.
Okay? Let's flip it from December to January 2022. It's a new calendar. If they come out, make a donation when they get the calendar, Mr. Huber.
Yes, if they do an entry, if they enter the car, they get their car, they get the calendar free. Okay? And then the January, the 59 Chevrolet Apache pickup from J.D. Grider and Larry Helm from Columbia, Kentucky. So they come away last year.
Yep. That's a beautiful car.
Yep.
Let's flip. Oh, slow down. Slow your roll.
Now I think we've got Jerry's attention.
I love that Malibu. Talk about that car.
That's a 68 Chevelle Malibu. Ronnie Majors from Louisville, Kentucky. It's red and white. White interior. I'd hate to try to keep that interior clean, but it's a beautiful
car. It's cardinal colors for all this blue around here.
Wait to see the big blue mess.
Beautiful cardinal colors.
Yep. In March is a 32 Ford Roadster. That is Hyman Burnham from Jeffersonville, Indiana. That car is handmade.
That's incredible. That car right there is incredible. That's a beautiful piece of work.
That car is two women together. He handmade that body.
That's incredible. People have seen the workmanship that's gone in to that car, and that car may be here tomorrow also.
Yeah, I'd love to take it to the Corvette track down at Bowling Green
and let
see how fast it would go.
Exactly. Let's get to the next car before we take our next car.
In April is a 58 Chevy Nomad from Charlie Taylor from Louisville. Beautiful yellow and white, beautiful station wagon.
Let me tell you about a station wagon. We would take our family trips, my mom and dad, to Washington, D.C., and we rented a wagon, of course, and it's loaded up, and of course, mom and dad in the front, our two brothers in the middle seat with my sister,
Then my youngest sister and I, who's deceased now, we're in the back. I rode the entire way with the window down, with holes in my socks. We get to D.C., my dad gets out and said, you had your feet hanging out the window all the way? Yep, toes hanging out. He's like, you had us thinking like country folk.
Yeah.
But I rode in a car, hey, just like that away.
Yeah.
Beautiful cars with Uber. Beautiful. Let's take another caller before we get to our next one.
We got May.
Okay.
We've got a big old ride here. Right. 50 Buick Special. Denny Moret from Georgetown, Indiana.
Yes.
What a sled. That, don't That's tell them what sled. That car weighs.
A you, ton.
If you run into that car with one of these new rubber cars, I don't know what would be left of it.
It would look like a tin can. It looked like a Coke can being crushed.
Yeah. And a beautiful black paint job.
That's March. That's June of 22.
Now we're going to June with 57 Chevy Nomad for Mike and Debbie Lee from Sellersburg, Indiana.
Another beautiful wagon.
Beautiful. That was the wagon.
Two-door wagon, which is unusual. Two-door wagon.
Yeah. Back then, they had two-door wagon.
Great. Yep. Hold it right there, Mr. Huber. Let's take Mike.
Okay.
Mike, welcome to eSports Radio. How are you?
Doing good, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you holding. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you. Although I am getting a little fired up from some of your folks on here, I feel like I'm about to repeat a call from Ron, I believe it was yesterday, but Lee Sterling and your boy Carolina are giving no respect at all to my Cats, and if they think they're going to lose by 30 points, they're crazy.
Lee Sterling just said that. Now, he just predicted it. It surprised me that he would say the score would be that lopsided. But he did.
And he had no analytics. He said it's the Sterling eye test.
Well, yeah, George did ask me that. He said the Sterling eye test. That was good. He did say that. What do you think?
Well, I wonder if his eyes have ever watched a Kentucky game, because he picked against us for Florida. He picked against us for LSU. No respect. He didn't even I can't believe it. And things I'd like to say, I won't say on the radio about.
Don't say on the radio. It's a family show. Family show. Ron, you just don't know this, sir, but I've got Ron sitting right across from me. And Ron, he sounds just like you did yesterday. He's upset with the callers disrespecting the Cats.
I'm not upset about it.
So give me your prediction. Oh, what happens tomorrow?
Well,
what happens tomorrow?
I guarantee you Kentucky is going to cover. I won't guarantee a win, but I think they've got a better than a fighter's chance. So I'm going to say it's going to be a one touchdown game and a low scoring affair. And I think the Cats
have. Give me a score.
Okay. I'll go 17-14 Cats.
17-14 Cats. Now here's my prediction. If Kentucky can score 21 points, they have a legitimate chance of winning. If they can score 21, the defense the last 2.5 games has been magnificent. I have to agree. I was at the Florida game. They were hitting like sledgehammers. I mean, they were hitting Florida. Florida almost beat Alabama, which we know is a beautiful team. But it is between the hedges, and that's a very tough place to play. We just have to wait and see. If it was at Kentucky, I would agree with your score. I think I'm going to still take Georgia 24-17, but I think Kentucky covers the spread. You want to do anything else on the other games, Mike? Go ahead.
No, I haven't been in on the picks. I want to get in on them next season, but
no,
I don't have any other picks for you. But I do want to say one thing. I've been listening to your show since pretty much the day you started, and I know Carolina Steve's your guy, and you know he's
been
a co-host for a while, but he never, ever gives any credit to Kentucky. It's like whatever they've done the week or weeks before, it's like it never happened. I would like for him just one time to come on and say, oh, I was wrong. Kentucky is a lot better than I thought and a lot better than Clemson. If he can't bring himself to say that second part, just say the first part, and I'll be a lot happier with him.
You'll be a lot happier.
He's a nice man.
He is a nice man. I'm a questioning. He's at my golf outing. I'm going to let Carolina know that people want him to say a nice thing about the University of Kentucky. I'm going to put him on the spot next time he calls, Mike. You be listening.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Sure. Mr. Huber, let's get to our next before we get to Ed. Oh, my goodness. George, we got callers calling in. Defending the Cats.
Why not?
Your orders are ready.
Why not?
Ron must have got you. Between you and Ron, y'all have influenced the city. I've got to get y'all out of here.
No, we know football, Jeff.
You know football?
We know football.
Okay. Ms. Huber, July 2022, what do we look at?
We got a 56 Chevy Bel Air, Ken Jones from Crestwood, Kentucky. Beautiful black and maroon, I guess it looks like there. But
yes. What is that called sticking out of the hood? I used to call that as a kid. What is that called?
It's a 671 blower sticking out of here with two carburetors, and that's going to really make it pop. You got supercharged in your car.
Yes, I do.
Well, you know, back then they didn't have them like that. That's supercharged.
Excellent.
Yeah, yes.
Appreciate it.
So in August, we've got a 50 Chevy sedan, Ronnie Brown from Louisville, Kentucky.
Really nice.
That's a car.
That's a clean car.
That's clean. A lot of people didn't restore them back in the day, but they're coming back.
Gotcha.
And then we
September.
September 57 Pontiac Safari Wagon. Joe Morris from Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
So that's the offshoot of a Chevy Nomad.
Gotcha. You got a hole right there. I've got to pay some bills in Huber. It's Esports Radio. We're at Mike Lennon. You got to make it out. Be here tomorrow. The weather's going to be beautiful. It's a fundraiser for the Crusade. Bring some money and bring a smile on your face. Esports Radio, 502-571-1080. Ms. Dearling, at the end, I'm going to give you 30 seconds of the show. We'll talk to you in a minute. 12:51. Esports Radio at Mike Lennon's restaurant. I'm sorry, I know it's a lot of noise because we're having a party here at Mike Lennon's. You should have come out and joined in. I know there are not a lot of people that can do these things, but now we're turning into Matt Jones. We've got a following. You just got to come out and be a part of it. Lesbos Huber, before we bring on Ms. Dearling, let's finish our calendar and our fundraiser for the Crusade. That's the card. Now, that's something I would drive today. What do we have
John
for October?
October
70 Dodge Catalina RTSE, Mark Aubrey from TV Valley.
That's a car they both
Dodges we created nowadays. Mm-hmm. It was so popular back in the day. They're making about the same car nowadays.
They are, but that is that car I would drive today. That's a beautiful orange and black top. Beautiful. Turn the page. Oh, Bonnie and Clyde. November of 2022. Who do we have?
39 Chevy sedan.
Bonnie and Clyde.
From Louisville, Kentucky.
All I have to say is Bonnie and Clyde. Everybody Bonnie and Clyde. That is Bonnie and Clyde. Beautiful.
And then our final one is a 73 Ford Maverick. Johan D. Live Newsy. He's a Mexican. He could be Cuban.
Okay.
I talked to him. He's a real nice guy, Louisville, Kentucky, and it's a car that nobody would think that they'd restore.
No one would think about that. Not a Maverick.
It is 73 Maverick.
The interior matches the outside striping. It's really nice.
Yeah, beautiful car.
Beautiful car. They've got to get out. Ms. Huber, I appreciate you like always.
I know you're going to come out for a little bit in the morning.
Yes, I will be out in the morning.
We'll see you then.
See you in the morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
Elliot?
Yes, dear. Elliot, we're going to bring on a mayoral candidate. I told you we've got everyone here, and we do. Carla Dearling, I appreciate you. Welcome to Esports Radio. Just look at me. Yes. Elliot hears you speak. 1, 2, 3, 4 to make sure that we hear you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Elliot, do you have Ms. Dearling? Welcome to Esports Radio.
Thank you.
I think you're the last Democrat candidate to say that they're going to run for the mayoral candidate. Just tell me why, really quick. Tell me why.
Well, Louisville has everything it needs to be a vibrant, growing, thriving, fantastic city, but we're stalled. Okay. We're not growing. We're not attracting businesses. We're not retaining talent that we need to thrive. And the status quo is working for some people, but it's not working for everyone.
Okay.
And we can't move on and ignore that we're the city of Breonna Taylor.
Okay.
And we have to recognize that people are hurting and not just move on past that. But I'm running for mayor to bring people together on a really big, bold vision for Louisville. And I'm able to get it done. I have spent my entire career innovating and turning around businesses and nonprofits, big, small, from New York to London to here. And I've done it with a leadership formula that works. And I think you'll recognize this. Attract talent, bring people together on a shared vision, get things funded and done, put in the right accountability, and communicate. And that formula is exactly what Louisville needs to have serious change now, but really thrive and grow the way it can.
Excellent. Well, you spoke to a few of the people that have been in numerous of my shows, and they've told you their feelings and their passion about how they want to make sure that we bring Louisville back together. George and I speak about it all the time, Coach Beard. It's something that has to happen, and I'm going to give all the candidates, because I have quite a few have reached out, they're going to be on East Sports Radio, an opportunity to speak. I'm going to ask everyone the same questions. I haven't made my decision, like I told you, on who I was going to back, but I will publicly tell people who I'm going to back when I make my decision. And I want to listen to everybody and hear everyone's pitch, and we'll go from there. Of course, it's a tough job, like I ask you. Anyone wanting this job, you better be ready, because it's a very, very difficult job right now. Tough time.
Thank you. I have a lot of listening to do also, but it's a treat to be here, and I appreciate it very much.
Appreciate you. Thank you, and we'll talk to you another day. Give that back to George Williams. Please let me shoot him. Nice meeting you, Ms. Taylor.
Yeah, I'm very informed.
George.
Yes, sir.
Cyril, your order's ready, Cyril.
I can't even believe you, George.
Can't believe
you got people upset that we're questioning the cats. So before we go off, we've got about how long, Elliot? We've got about 2 minutes. We've got to sing farewell to Elliot, George. Both of us.
Oh, Elliot! Elliot's a musician. Elliot's singing, and we're back to the background.
He's a musician. Elliot is a musician. I'm gonna cry.
We're gonna miss you, Elliot.
Elliot, I'm going to send you the Landon sent you money. I'm going to get that out to you. I'm going to send you something to let you know my gratitude. Elliot,
very nice.
You are the very, very, very best. I love you dearly. I hate losing you. I know there'll be another great person to step in. But I just want to let you know I appreciate everything you've done for my show.
And Elliot, you're going to have to let us know where you're performing there so we can bring the Jerry E's crew. And watch you perform on stage and get a couple of autographs. You've been supporting us, now we got to come support you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm playing all the time.
All right. Well, you need to let us know one weekend so we can all mount up and tell people where you at.
Hey, that'd be great, man. Guys, it's been a pleasure working for you over the years. Jerry, you've been the fairest, most honest, and downhearted guy I've ever met in radio, and I've worked with everybody, and you're by far the best. And it really taught me a lot, you know, things going on in the world, sports, things that I never knew, and I appreciate that. And it's been just an absolute joy working with you guys and Cobby and all the callers and George and Kathleen. It's been a blast.
And the other one thing for sure, you won't have to take Jerry's call at 12:30 at night when you're in bed.
That's why he's the best, George.
Finally get some sleep. No more 5:30 a.m. text. Got
yeah,
it.
I'm going to practice. You need to get up and talk to me.
And that is so George. That's what happened also. Elliot, we appreciate you.
And
I have no idea how our heart is letting you go. But you know, they just don't know good talent.
Makes two.
We love you. We love you. And make sure prosper in everything that you do. Esports Radio, watch the games this weekend. And of course, at 3:30, after the Louisville scrimmage, I'm going to go home and watch the Cats.
Who's scrimmaging?
Louisville.
Women?
No, men.
Oh, okay.
Esports Radio. We love you. Bye-bye. Thank you, Ms. Huber. Okay.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.